Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We've got a great guest today who's appeared on our show more than any other guest. Today, the best-selling personal financial author in history, Robert Kiyosaki, is going to fill us in on the financial system, real assets, and real teachers on today's Real Estate Guys radio program. All aboard! Registration is now open for the Real Estate Guys 17th Annual Investor Summit. Imagine spending 9 days with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals. Returning in 2019, our sales legend Tom Hopkins, international developer Beth Clifford, authors of Prosper, Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart, and the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. Also back is the editor of the Gold Newsletter, Brian London, and Jim Rohn's 18-year business partner, Kyle Wilson. And joining us live and in person for his 7th Investor Summit in a row, Peter Schiff. Plus, lots more to be announced. It all begins March 15th, 2019 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more and reserve your spot. This transformational week is like no conference you've ever attended. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and make plans to spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 17th Annual Investors Summit at Sea. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada this week at Freedom Fest, an event that we attend every year. Joining me as usual, financial strategist co-host Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know, this event is unlike really anything else we go to, and it's a fun time, and it's an amazing brain-stimulating activity.
It is. Well, you know, this is, I think, our 7th or 8th year in a row. And it's really been interesting because we've got the situation where Freedom Fest was started 11 years ago. And for the first many years, there were a lot of really crazy things going on in the economy. It was kind of doom and gloomy. There was a lot of people kind of upset about some of the government policies, both the monetary policy and also government policy in terms of regulations and everything from the healthcare bill and things going on with the Fed. And it was really interesting to come this year and go, what are we going to see? Are we going to see, you know, greater attendance? Are we going to see a little bit of complacency? Hey, the things we were concerned about. It's largely kind of a libertarian, right-leaning group, but very open-minded. You have a lot of different topics being talked about. We come here because these guys have great speakers on things about economics. We've learned a lot about Austrian economics versus Keynesian economics. First heard about Bitcoin here many years ago, and there was a fantastic debate on Bitcoin while we were here this time. And the other thing is, it's just a who's who. You know, we come here, and Steve Forbes has been coming here every year. More often than not, we have the opportunity to get him on the show, which is amazing. Robert Kiyosaki here, and we're about to have the chance to spend some time with him, which is great. Peter Schiff is here, and this is one of the places where we've built our relationship with Peter over the years. And, of course, he's become a fixture on our Investor Summit at Sea. It really has Robert Kiyosaki and many other people. And, of course, there's all kinds of great exhibitors, and there's people that are doing interesting things. Some of the people that actually sponsor the Real Estate Guys radio show we met right here at Freedom Fest. So there's a lot of reasons why we attend conferences, and there's a lot of reasons why we attend the same conference over and over again year after year, because there's something to be said for showing up regularly and becoming kind of part of the culture and part of the group. You know, Mark Skousen, the promoter here, knows us very well. We've become friends over the years. And of course, many of the exhibitors we see here and at other shows and many of the speakers we've gotten to know, we see them maybe 2-3 times a year as we travel on the circuit. So just a lot of things. And of course, the world is always changing. You know, we talked about, we've got a new administration now. We've got a new Fed chair now. We've got the trade tariff thing happening right now. We've got interest rates on the rise for the first time since we've been at Freedom Fest, right? Interest rates are going up. Before, they were always just down at that zero bound. So there's just lots and lots and lots of things for us to learn about and hear about and get brought up to speed about. So it's going to be fun. And of course, it's always fun to see how a student of the financial system, like Robert Kiyosaki, looks at what's going on and how he interprets it, and then being able to sit down with him and say, hey, what do you think? What did you hear? What spoke to you? What are you going to do? How does this affect, you know, your view of the world and where you think things are headed? We're going to find all that stuff out today, so I'm really, really excited about it.
You know, just a few weeks back, of course, you were in Spokane at the Red Pill Expo, and Robert was at that. And so we keep running into Robert at these places, and it's not by accident. It's because we're students and teachers, I would say. And one of the things that I really appreciate about Robert Kiyosaki is that he does not jump to a conclusion.
Right.
It's so easy to, right? It's so easy to just make up your mind. But he has helped us be disciplined into hearing both sides of the story.
Well, I was going to say, if I could make a laundry list, you know, of all the wonderful things we've learned from spending time with Robert, probably very near the top of the list is exactly what you're talking about, the idea of keeping an open mind. You know, for me, I mean, I have my political views, I have my religious views, I have my world views, if you will. And sometimes those creep into my investing decisions. And one of the things I've had to learn to do is to set aside my personal preferences about the way I think the world should be, or what I think the people in power should be doing or should not be doing. What I have to really think about or watch carefully is what they are doing, what they think and believe, what they're likely to do, and then setting aside my personal preferences. You know, one of the things I've learned, when I saw Magic Johnson speak once, and he started a sporting clothing store,
right,
and then he stocked the whole thing, and he failed in the beginning.
The clothes wouldn't sell.
And so he brought in a consultant, and they looked at his product selection. They said, you know, Magic, how did you get this product selection? Because I chose it. Well, why did you choose it? Well, because I thought I was the best judge of what people want. He goes, well, you're not like your customer. It's not important what you think. It's important what the customer thinks. And so he became customer focused. And I guess what I'm saying is, when you're investing in an environment that is controlled by policymakers, both on the monetary side at the Fed and in the government levels, from, you know, the local people who are making decisions about where things can be built and what things are going to get taxed, all the way up to the federal level and capital gains and all of those different things that affect jobs, doesn't matter if you agree or disagree, or if you think it will work or you think it won't work. There are people right now who think the country is on a horrible course. And at the same time, consumer confidence and small business confidence is at an all-time high. So if you're sitting there thinking we're on a crash course, but the vast majority of people who are out there are feeling that it is going well, doesn't matter if they're right or wrong. Perception is reality, and they're going to make decisions. People are going into debt. People are buying. People are quitting jobs and looking for better jobs because they believe they're out there. Those are the things that we're hearing are happening. You know, you have to react to that and go, okay, I got to try to think the way they think. I got to try to understand what they're thinking. And it's hard because I have to, you know, listen to people. I watch TV shows and commentary and read newsletters and stuff that people I disagree with. I mean, I really don't believe what they believe. My value system is different. I have a completely different worldview. And yet there are hundreds of millions of people, at least tens of millions of people out there that believe exactly like they do. And they're affecting the ecosystem we invest in. So we have to consider their point of view, especially when their perspective is in power. Well, we just had a shift, and so now we have to understand the viewpoint of the people that are in power today.
Such a good point, and that's really one of the things we appreciate about this place. You know, the first time we came, we got invited by a guy we really respected. He said, oh, this is a good event, and you got to check it out, and we had him on the show. And then, you know, as we started hanging around, it's not just economics. It's certainly not just politics. It's policy they talk about. There's a great student population that comes to this event. Just a little while ago, there was a band that came out and played,
yeah,
and there was a DJ yesterday in the exhibit area, and there's debates that happen, and there's a film festival. So it is really kind of all-encompassing, so we're always excited to come to the event and really excited to hear what Robert Kiyosaki thinks. We'll hear from him when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise. fees or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
If you want to retire in the next 5 years or less through real estate, then please pay close attention. My name is Brad Sumrock, and I've taught thousands of my students how to replace their incomes, quit their jobs, and retire faster than they ever thought possible by not investing in single-family homes. You see, there's a secret to retiring fast with little risk, and it has nothing to do with being a landlord, fixing toilets, or flipping houses. The secret is multifamily apartment buildings. Starting from scratch with zero experience, I managed to pocket over $1 million in cash and retire from my 17-year corporate job within 3 years of apartment investing. Now, this is not your typical no-money-down real estate training. We believe in smart, hard work for intelligent people. So if you're good with your finances, have a decent job, or saving your money, and you're looking for a change and getting out of the rat race, then investing in apartment buildings might just be the answer you've been looking for. Send an email right now to sumrock@realestateguysradio.com to get the details of my upcoming training event, and you'll also receive my free training webinar, Apartment Investing for Beginners. That's sumrock, S-U-M-R-O-K, at realestateguysradio.com.
Forbes rated Memphis the best cash flow market in the nation. And our good friend Terry Kerr at Mid-South Homebuyers has been the premier turnkey rental property provider in Memphis for over 13 years. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Terry has renovated over 750 houses. Real Estate Guys listeners have snapped up hundreds. Discover what these satisfied investors already know. Mid-South's properties are completely renovated with a one-year warranty and a lifelong rental guarantee. They're affordable, well-managed, and easy to own. Perfect for beginning investors and veterans alike. Get in on the action. Contact Terry and his team via email at midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Sam Freshman, author of Principles of Real Estate Syndication, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We are happy to welcome back to the program our good friend, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. How are you?
Well, it's always great to see you guys. You know, even we are here at Freedom Fest, but, you know, I come to learn. And, you know, like I was at Ed Griffin's Red Pill.
Yep.
You know, if you want new ideas and things that'll challenge you, that's what you come to these events for. If you want the same old stuff, just watch CNBC or Fox News, you know, and you'll get fake news. Or I was watching Trump today with Theresa May. He wouldn't talk to the CNN reporters because you guys are all fake. Who's ever done that before to a reporter, you know?
Interesting times,
yeah,
right? Interesting times. No, it's a big point. People say, how come you guys hang out so much? It's because we come to these events where there's great ideas and not everyone shares your same point of view.
Oh, no, that's what you come for.
Yeah.
I want to hear somebody else's point of view. You know, another one's in New Orleans investment conference. And I go to that thing. I hear all kinds of great ideas and wacky ideas, but each one is like going to the gym because I got to challenge the way I think and who am I talking to, and you know, who's the guy pitching the deal. And then at New Orleans, they have all these great speakers stand up there. And a lot of times they are people who have to be politically correct on camera, but they come to those conferences and they let go.
Right.
They really tell you what they're thinking, which is what I come to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yesterday we had a chance to interview Jim Rogers, and one of the things Jim said, which really resonated with me, is when people ask him what to invest in, he says, well, don't do what I say. Don't do what anybody says. You have to invest in something that you know. And one of the points you made yesterday, Robert, at your talk was to invest in things that you love, things you enjoy, things you're passionate about.
Correct, correct. You see, you know, nobody has to force me to invest in real estate.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying real estate is the best, but I do think it is the best considering I can use debt and I pay no taxes investing in it and I get unlimited cash flow from it and infinite returns. Other than that, not a bad investment. But, you know, we have Andy Tanner, Rich Dad Advisor. He talks about stocks. He loves stocks.
Yep.
You know, I've taken three, what do you call, options classes and all that, and I have a real estate mind. It's very slow. And these options guys are trading in milliseconds a lot of times today, you know, with high-frequency trading and all that. And the other part about stocks is I've never been a corporate guy. I've been an entrepreneur. So I really don't get off and I don't get excited about investing in a big company run by CEOs and things like that. It doesn't stimulate me. But I love small stuff. I like the startup. I like the entrepreneur who's, you know, who's aggressive, doing things, taking risks. So that's what I love. So I love real estate. I love oil. I went to school for an oil. I'm an oil guy.
Right.
I have a degree in ocean transportation oil. So I have a lot of oil wells. I don't invest in Exxon, again, as a corporation, but I like oil wells. And I've not always made money, but again, as you know from Tom Wheelwright, my advisor on taxes, I put $1 million in oil, and I get 70% back day one.
Yep.
A 70% return day one. I don't get that from Exxon at all. You know, so it is education, so I study what I love. And the last time I was at time with you guys, the real estate crews and all that, there was a guy pushing avocados and timber.
Right.
And I love avocados and I love timber. I just haven't had time to do my due diligence on him.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by do what you love when you have a chance of studying what you love. Most people don't study, which is the big problem. They have their opinions and they talk to a financial planner who I always laugh about. You know, that most of them, about 60% of financial planners are legitimate. But most of them are just sales guys. You know, they're like you and me trying to put food on the table, so they'll tell you anything you want to hear.
Yep.
And it takes more time to become a massage therapist than a financial planner.
Isn't that crazy?
Anyway, so that's the world that the real estate guys and Rich Dad operate in. It's called Real Financial Education.
Well, in fact, you have a new book coming out about that, which is called Fake. And I know you're almost done with the book. Tell us about it.
Well, I wish I was done. I was supposed to be done with it in April, and I had to start all over again in April.
Wow.
And it's just because new information comes to the surface. And I'm in this business not because, you don't hear me telling people to invest in real estate. I invest in real estate.
Right.
I don't tell people to invest in stock. I just want to figure out how corrupt our monetary system is.
Yeah.
And I've been curious about that since 1983. I read a book by Dr. R. Buckminster Fuller called Grunge of Giants, which stands for Gross Universal Cash ISIS. How are we ripped off via our money? And if you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, lesson number one is the rich don't work for money.
Yep.
Rich work for assets. But the average person goes to school, they may have a PhD like my poor dad, and they want a paycheck. And it's hard to understand that your wealth is ripped off via that paycheck. And once you kind of wake up and smell the coffee, you go, how did this happen to me? Well, that's why I study the monetary system. And the monetary system is basically a centralized system. That's what they call central banks.
Yep.
And it's run by cartels. And cartels like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all that. You and I don't have a prayer as long as we're working for money.
Right.
But that's why financial education, that's why the Rich Dad Company was founded. That's why the real estate guys teach. You know, it's about real. It's really about monetary, how the world is ripped off via money. And we don't teach that in school.
One of the things you all always talk about, too, is real teachers aren't afraid of sharing the good and the bad, the things that have gone wrong. We learn more when we make a mistake or when something goes terribly wrong than we do when it goes right.
Right. You know, that's what I loved about the Red Pill with Ed Griffin. I call him now Sir Ed.
Yeah.
Because he's got guts, that guy. But you know, the first book I read by Ed was The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Sure.
And then it all fit the thing about what's a real teacher. Well, a real teacher is a person who does the real thing. Like, you know, Tom Wheelwright is a real accountant. Kenny McElroy is a real estate investor. And you learn from those guys.
Yeah.
But when I went to Red Pill, I realized that what was missing were reporters. To understand a reporter interprets what real people are doing. So they always interpret Trump one way, and one, if you're CNN, you hate him, you're Fox, you love him, you know, but that's all the reporter's interpretation of it. Well, that's school. We go to school and get somebody's interpretation of what education is.
Right.
That's not a real teacher. So my rich dad was a real entrepreneur, and he surrounded himself with real teachers, like real accountants, real attorneys, real human resource people, real bankers, and all this. And they all cooperated. And in school, cooperation is called cheating. You know, and so as I kept growing up, and I'm still growing up, hopefully, is we're being taught by fake teachers. And so the book Fake, coming out soon, I hope, is about fake money, which is the U.S. dollar, which came off the gold standard in 71, which I had no idea what that meant in 72 when I was flying behind in Vietnam looking for gold. And I didn't know what it meant, that gold was the dollar was no longer made of gold. Well, that's kind of interesting. The second part, so it's fake money, fake teachers. Most people are in trouble because they're learning from fake teachers. You know, my accounting teacher at the MBA program, that poor guy had no idea what cash flow meant. I just ripped him. I was a Marine lieutenant. You know, I just come back from Vietnam, no hair, and the students are spitting at me and all this stuff at University of Hawaii. And I said, you don't know what you're talking about, do you? And naturally, I got thrown out of the class. So the third part is fake assets. And the third part about fake assets is today we're run by these derivatives. You know, MBS is mortgage-backed securities, and then they're backed, and they're covered by CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, basically insurance policy.
Yep.
And the only people that get rich are the guys who are playing that game. Everybody else gets screwed. So if you're working hard, saving money, getting out of debt, investing for the long term in the stock market, and paying your taxes, you're being screwed by the whole system. And that's what I set out to study, is how does that happen? So that's what fake's about.
Well, it is the system. We've been talking about in the last several weeks on the show the difference between the economy, which by all accounts is doing really well, and the underlying financial system, the monetary policy our central bank has. And those are two different things.
Well, that's why I asked you when I was sorry, what did Jim Rogers say? What did he say?
Yeah. And one of the things Jim is worried about, Jim believes that we are, and of course a lot of the folks have the same idea, headed for the worst crash yet, because there's so much unbelievably printed amounts of money and debt, and of course, money actually is debt.
So how did you like my presentation, you know, standing on stage and I was showing pictures of the, you know, first of all was the money printing of the United States in present time.
Yep.
The stock market tracks perfectly with money printing.
Right.
You know, the ups and downs of it.
Yep, it's a great chart.
And then I showed the Weimar Republic, 1923 to 1933.
And the pictures of that, and people, you know, the kids playing with money in the street, and the wheelbarrow full of money, and all that.
And the fly a kite. And then I said the change of leadership came in 1933. It was called Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
And then my final drop, you know, I lead them down the primrose lane. And then I have a picture of Auschwitz.
Yeah.
And my message was, you know, tragedy always follows printing money.
And it never ends well.
And that's what Rogers is saying, and that's what I've been saying for all these years. I said, it's not going to come out nicely. And people say, well, Auschwitz will never happen. I said, look, there's the different types and levels of Auschwitz. You know, there's so many people right now who, America is becoming a third world nation because of our education system. It's horrifying what's happening. I had my charts up there and things like this. So if you can see what's going on, then you can take corrective action. You know, I'm not saying we're right. But printing money throughout history, from the time of the Romans to the Chinese and all this, has never ended pretty. Look at Venezuela today, the richest oil country in South America, and they printed money. What's going to happen now? Probably anarchy. You know, they're going to revolt, you know, kill each other. There already are. Prostitution's on the rampage, or selling anything they get their hands on, any kind of currency. So it never. That's kind of an Auschwitz today. And the United States, my point is with fake is, for the first time in history, the whole world's in the same boat. In other words, every time we printed fake money, it was isolated, you know, to Germany or to Venezuela or to Zimbabwe. This time, the whole world's in the same boat. And that's why Rich Dad Poor Dad was started 21 years ago. Cash flow game, teach your assets from liabilities.
Our guest today is Robert Kiyosaki, the best-selling personal finance author in history. More when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
This portion of the Real Estate Guys radio program is brought to you by International Coffee Farms, where you can own a parcel of land in your very own specialty coffee farm in Panama for as little as $15,000. Here's how it works. Deeded half-acre parcels entitled Specialty Coffee Farms in Boquete, Panama are turnkey managed professionally on your behalf by a team of local experts. Sustainable average income is estimated at 12%, and cash flow can begin within 12 to 15 months from the date of your parcel ownership. International Coffee Farms' mission is to own and operate specialty coffee farms that are economically, environmentally, and socially sustainable. As part of this mission, 20% of the gross profits of each farm is committed to a socially sustainable fund to improve the lives of the Panamanian coffee farm workers and their families. International Coffee Farms currently owns and operates 9 specialty coffee farms with half-acre parcels available for immediate ownership. To find out how you can become a coffee farm owner in Boquete, Panama, email coffee at realestateguysradio.com. That's coffee at realestateguysradio.com. Are you achieving everything you want in life? What if there was a time-tested way for you to get everything you've ever dreamed of? The most successful people in life set goals and keep themselves accountable for their achievement. But how? The good news is that it's not rocket science. You too can learn the skills and unleash the motivation that will create success in your life. And now is the time. Hi, this is Robert Helms, and I'd like to personally invite you to attend Create Your Future, the 2019 Goals Retreat, January 18th to 20th in beautiful Lake Las Vegas, Nevada. This unique weekend event has been called phenomenal, inspirational, and life-changing by the hundreds of people that have attended. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com under events or call 888-489-7723, extension 18. Get your life back on track physically, spiritually, and financially. Attend the 2019 Goals Retreat on the third weekend of the new year. Click events at realestateguysradio.com to register. This is no dress rehearsal. Live the life you were meant to. Visit realestateguysradio.com or call 888-489-7723, extension 18, today.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, this week broadcasting from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm your host, Robert Helms, and we're having a great conversation with best-selling author Robert Kiyosaki, talking about the financial system, real assets, real teachers. Before we get back to that conversation, though, it's time to pause and play Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win a prize. In fact, one of Robert's great books, Autographed, can be yours if you know today's Real Estate Trivia question. In just a minute, I'm going to ask you a question that has something to do with real estate. Well, kind of. As soon as you think you know the right answer, then send us an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address. Because if you're the winner, we're going to get you an autographed copy of Robert's great book, Second Chance. That can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on the show, we were talking about the silent tenant's farmland. And we had Karsten Pfau on the program. We asked this, which country in the world produces the most oranges? Well, Brazil is the world's leading orange producer, with an output of about 17 million tons, followed by China, India, and the U.S. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. In what country were the Bee Gees born? Yeah, remember the Bee Gees? A couple of different times in their career when they were the hot act and then forgotten about and then revived. And anyway, where were they born? Sounds like an easy question, but it's not. If you do know or you want to take a guess, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, your mailing address, and the answer to the question. If you're the first to get it right, you're going to get an autographed copy of Second Chance by Robert Kiyosaki. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking with Robert Kiyosaki about all kinds of interesting things we need to understand. And I think the underlying premise, and you, of course, talk about this a lot, Robert, is financial education. As you mentioned, much of what we perceive as financial education is salesmanship. We learn about insurance from the guy selling it to us. We learn about mutual funds from the people that are selling them. And yet real education is so much more than that.
Yeah, most of it's a sales pitch, you know, save money. Well, who wants to do that? And then get out of debt. Who tells you that? But invest in the stock market. How about pay your taxes? That money goes straight to the government. And you don't have to pay taxes legally. Real financial education, but a lot of people get angry and say, well, you can't do that. That's being a crook. But if you read the tax law, which Tom Wheelwright, my advisor, does, I don't pay taxes legally. And you don't have to either. But without financial education, you live in this little cocoon because you have a PhD in microbiology or something, you know. But anyway, we're you know, the real estate guys and Rich Dad are into real education. You know, that's why I love your cruises, because I get to hang out with real people and real instructors, not these fake guys. You know, that's what I loved about Red Pill. There were no reporters.
Right.
You know, and most people are getting their news from reporters. You know, one of the things I hate talking to a print journalist like the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times is they always distort what I've said.
Yep.
But if I'm on air live, like on television or radio, at least there's a chance I get past them.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean?
I hear you.
But when it's print, they always distort, because most people, you know, like even my friend, our friend Ron Paul says our universities are run by Marxists, communists. You know, and being a former Marine, the word communist brings up pictures, if you know what I mean. And I realized I didn't know what a Marxist was. I didn't know what a communist was. And I realized after I started doing my own research into what's a Marxist, what's a communist, there's more communists here today. There's more communists and Marxists in our school system. That's why it's called central banks. Marxism and centralized government in America is called, in the world, is called centralized banking. That's Marxism at its height. It's central control of our money. And that's why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's what Fuller wrote, The Grunge of Giants. You know, that's why Ed Griffin wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. We're in a communist financial system.
Yeah. And it's hard to understand that.
It takes a while. The average guy doesn't care as long as they got there. You know, we're here in Vegas and they're down at the pool party and sucking down some Russian mules or whatever they do. I loved it too. I joined if I was younger.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we can get all down and depressed about it, but what you always talk about it is it doesn't really matter what's happening. It's what you do, the actions you can take. I remember the first time we had you on the Vestor Summit is where you gave your talk about be the Fed, don't beat the Fed.
Yeah.
Right? Thinking differently about it.
Yeah.
The system is the system. It's rigged. Unless you're born as a Rothschild, you're not going to be part of it. So you might as well figure out how to come alongside the system that we have and make the most of it.
That's correct. And that's, you know, James Rickards, you know, who wrote Currency Wars. That was eye-opening for me, too. But he's a real teacher. You know, he was part of LTCM, Long-Term Capital Management, in the 90s. He was there when it was collapsing. There's a new book out called Collusion by Noni Prinz. And it's about what happened after 2008 to the central banks. See, if I understand, communism is about centralized government, but it's also centralized banking. And the average guy doesn't know that. Do you realize the Fed, you know, the ECB, the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, Bank of China, they're not American, they're not Chinese, they're not Japanese. They're run by the richest cartels in the world, like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. We don't have a prayer out there. Money runs the show. Admit it, like it or not, and I agree with Jim Rogers, the next collapse is going to look like we've never seen before, because never has the world been all, whole world been in the same place at the same time with printed money. It's going to make Auschwitz look like, you know, Sunday school.
It's a good point. You know, we talk about fiat money, which is money by decree. It's not backed by anything. When Nixon took us off the gold standard, no longer we tied to something. But
it means you have to pay your taxes in it. See, it was always taxes. You see, you know, that was the creature from Jekyll Island in 1913, the Fed. 1913, the Fed was created, but so was the 16th Amendment passed, which allowed taxation. See, fiat money cannot exist without taxation. So you can't pay your taxes with chickens. You got to pay it with U.S. dollars or yen or yuan or euro.
Well, and speaking of currency, we sat in on a panel yesterday. It was a debate, really, about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
That was fascinating.
Right? Wasn't that interesting? Different perspectives, different points of view.
It depends on how much money you made. If you made a lot of money, you're very much in favor of Bitcoin. You haven't made any money, you're not in favor of it. You know, it was quite obvious, wasn't it?
It definitely was. But the idea behind it, at least, is the decentralization, which I think is why people are excited. Yeah, there's the speculation and the run-up and my, you know, I 10x'd my money, but that's not really the core of it. The core is it's the idea of having a non-centralized currency.
Yeah, and the question is, how long will that last?
Exactly.
You know, you're stepping on Superman's cape there. You know, in Fake, I write about the three types of money. One is God's money, which is gold and silver.
Yeah.
You know, gold and silver were here before the cockroaches arrived, and gold and silver will be here long after the cockroaches are dead and we're dead. Then there's government money, which is fiat currency, and then now there's cyber money, crypto or Bitcoin. An individual really needs to look at all three because, like it or not, they're part of the quote-unquote money system today. And, you know, Warren Buffett and his friend Munger just dumped on Bitcoin, called it rat droppings. At the same time, the Singaporean government is issuing some kind of certificate in Bitcoin. So you have these old guys, you know, Buffett and Munger from, you know, Warren Buffett, they're smart guys, but they also missed Apple and they missed Google and they missed Amazon.
Right.
So, and they're giving advice to people about, they're calling Bitcoin rat droppings. Now, it might be. But these guys aren't God, you know? And if Singapore, which is a much more progressive, I think they're some of the smartest government running today, although they did get sucked into our real estate crisis. But anyway, so you have Buffett on one side and Singapore on the other. Well, who are you going to listen to? And that's really what education is. You listen to all sides of it.
Well, this is your whole thing about the three sides of a coin.
Right.
Right. You have to be willing to listen to both sides and then stand on the edge, that third side, because there's always at least two sides to everything.
And there's always an edge. You can't have a coin without one, with one side, and you can't have a coin with no edge.
Right.
And intelligence is standing on the edge.
Hard to do.
Right, right. So, you know, I like what Rickard says. You better figure out what's real pretty quickly. And what's real is what's real between your two, your left ear and your right ear.
Right.
You know, to me, real estate is real. I have a friend from Canada. It's avocados. You know, he was a foreign exchange trader out of Toronto, and he moved to Panama, I think. And he's growing avocados. He says, I trust avocados more than I do the Canadian dollar.
Right.
And I kind of had to agree with him. I said, I'd rather have an avocado also. You know what I mean? So he took all of his fake money, Canadian dollars, and he bought this huge avocado ranch, and he's cleaning up again.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. It's always great to talk to my friend. If you, by some chance, are one of the few that haven't read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or any of the myriad books that Robert has written and his advisors, you can check out more at richdad.com. And of course, make sure you listen to the Rich Dad Radio Show, which is available at all your favorite podcast locations. Robert, thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you. Everybody, please watch for my book, Fate, coming out. It's going to come out in parts for free online, and we're going to ask for feedback on it.
Excellent.
So, and it's not criticism. Everybody can criticize, you know, as we know. What we're seeking is, what questions do you have that I've not answered? There's a difference between being a critic and asking legitimate questions. I don't understand what you meant by this.
Like when you wrote Conspiracy of the Rich and it became kind of interactive.
Right, yeah. Right. Because I don't know what you don't know, but if you tell me what you don't know, well, maybe I might know. So that's about it. Okay? So it's called Fake, coming out soon. Thanks, guys.
All right, good stuff. This is Robert Kiyosaki. More when we come back, you're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe, CEO of Paradigm Life. Wall Street and banks spend billions of dollars per year in advertising with the goal to convince you that they are the solution. But take a look around. None of their advice has worked. If you're listening to this, odds are pretty good that you're already a real estate investor, or at least becoming one. So why do you do it? Is it to hedge inflation, the tax benefits, or maybe it's to get your money away from Wall Street? It's because of these benefits and so many more that I created the Real Estate Investor's Guide to the Perpetual Wealth Strategy. When you combine successful real estate investing with the Perpetual Wealth Strategy, you have the recipe for what has helped the wealthy to establish their financial well-being for decades. You can download the Real Estate Investor's Guide to the Perpetual Wealth Strategy today by clicking the Resources tab on the Real Estate Guys Radio homepage. Don't wait. Go download it now.
Hey, it's Robert Helms. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I want to personally invite you to come see an amazing real estate market that combines excellent cash flow, offshore diversification, and what we affectionately call lifestyle investing. Come join me from November 16th to 19th in the beautiful country of Belize. The Real Estate Guys have been bringing investors to Belize for more than 12 years now, and our discovery trip is designed to show you the market like nobody else can. Sure, Belize is breathtakingly beautiful, the people are wonderful, and wait till you taste the food. But the real opportunity is the real estate investment potential. 2017 was the biggest year in tourism Belize has ever witnessed, and this year has started off even stronger.
How does that translate to real estate investment? Well, that's what you have to come see. There's all types of opportunity in Belize when it comes to real estate investing, including both long-term and short-term rentals, commercial and retail triple net properties, business opportunities, land acquisition, development, agriculture, and more. And as the only country in Latin America with English as its official language, it's easy to understand the law. Property rights are strong, and contracts are in English. And in Ambergris Key, a unique situation exists where demand for rentals continues to outstrip supply, creating a compelling environment for investors. So come see for yourself. Join me November 16th through 19th in Ambergris Key, Belize as we study the market, learn about the sustainable drivers, and tour lots of beautiful real estate. And like all of our field trips, there are no properties for sale during the weekend. Rather, you'll meet lots of local providers that will help educate you about the market so that you can follow up with them after the trip if the market is interesting to you. You've heard about Belize and the Real Estate Guys for all these years. Now come see what all the excitement is about. Plus, we'll have lots of time over meals and activities to talk about all things real estate. To get the details, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on Events, where you'll find the Belize Discovery Trips. Once you register, you'll get information about our group hotel rates as well as travel details. So join me in Belize, November 16th through 19th. It's a beautiful country with lots of amazing possibilities, and the only thing missing is you. Go to realestateguysradio.com under Events, and I look forward to seeing you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Darren Hardy, author of The Compound Effect, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada this week at Freedom Fest. My goodness, always great to pick the brain of Robert Kiyosaki.
It is. It's fun. You know, over the years, as we've become friends, it's more comfortable to have candid conversations and talk about what, you know, he's really thinking and what he's worried about and what's going on in his life. And so it's really interesting to me for a guy that has been studying the financial system all the way back to Buckminster Fuller and pre-Nixon taking us off the gold standard and
right.
his experiences in Vietnam and then watching the financial system literally change. You know, I was a child. He's just enough older than me. He was an adult when that happened. He was a young adult, whereas I was, you know, in, I think, junior high school when that happened, or maybe even less than junior high school, right? I was young. But I was paying attention. My parents were, like, into all this stuff, and so I kind of grew up around it. That's probably reflected in a lot of the way I think. And it's really interesting to see someone who is literally lived through it, you know, because that's how it is. I've gotten to an age right now, you know, when I talk to people and I say, you know, you remember when there were gas lines? And you remember when they said we're going to run out of oil by the year 2000? And you remember when interest rates were 12%? You remember going off the gold standard? Do you remember? The thing is, those aren't things that I read about in a history book. Those are things that I read about in the daily newspaper that I lived through. You and I both pumped gas during those times.
We were petroleum transfer agents, and in the state we were in, it was odd and even. You could only get gas on days that your license plate, whatever the last number in your license plate was, if it was odd, then you could go on calendar days that were odd. It was even. It was gas rationing. I mean, we lived through that, and yet at the time, didn't really get it, didn't really understand it. Now, of course, come full circle, it's like Robert talked about, you know, not understanding what it meant that Nixon took us off the gold standard.
Exactly.
Right? And then being on their quest to figure it out.
Yeah.
And of course, still the perpetual student, right? One of the big points he made at his talk and today on the show was the fact that the printing of money hasn't ever ended well.
Right.
I mean, it hasn't. And yet it's exactly what not some countries do. But today, every single country is on a fiat currency.
Yeah, if you think about it, you know, the old snake oil salesmen, they would ride into town and they would rip everybody off and then they would go to a new town. Well, today there aren't new towns that you can go to where you have a chance to get a new group of people. What you have to do is you get a new generation. And if the new generation, you know, I'm talking to you millennials out there right now, if you don't read and study financial history, that's why I love Simon Black, you know, Future Money and Wealth. Simon, who's the youngest faculty member, he's not even yet 40,
yeah.
right, did this epic presentation going back hundreds and hundreds of years all about how governments go through a cycle. And they believe that they can debase a currency and get away with it. And Simon's point and Robert's point, and if you study financial history, history's point is it never works. It never has worked, and it never works for a reason. And yet, why do people keep trying it? Well, the old saying, George Santanea said, those who fail to remember history are doomed to repeat it.
Right.
And that's why we put so much emphasis on financial history and understanding financial, the system, the concepts, the principles. And when you get those, then you can read the daily news, like I do obsessively, and you're able to put it in context so you understand what this really means. Oh, China and Russia are getting together and they're buying a bunch of gold and they're signing bilateral trade agreements. Well, you don't understand how that affects you. I didn't understand how what was going on with mortgage-backed securities and derivatives affected me until it affected me in a big way.
Yeah.
And so that changed my life. And I became a much more devoted student of history and financial systems, just like Kiyosaki. He and I have that very, very much in common. I always, you know, it's fun to talk shop. We always talk shop off mic, you
right.
know, and we go off and we have these conversations. But to your point, he's a perpetual student. He's constantly attending conferences. He listens with an open mind, even to people he disagrees with. If you listen to his show, Rich Dad Radio, he always has people. I remember one time he had Harry Dent, who thinks gold is going to go to like 800, and Jim Rickards, who says gold is going to go to 10,000,
right.
on the same show, back to back.
Yeah,
it's an epic episode, right? And it was classic Kiyosaki because he's listening to both perspectives with respect, not trying to make the other guy wrong. He's like, he wants to understand what he's saying. I know what Robert thinks and what he thinks is going to happen, but it doesn't matter what he thinks, and he knows that. He goes, what I'm afraid of is when everybody agrees with me, what am I missing? And so listening to a guy like Harry Dent, I mean, I don't happen to agree with him, but you got to listen. You know, maybe as the events unfold, you'll go, you know what? What he said, I'm beginning to see a hint that that could be happening. And you have to be willing to say, you know what? Maybe I was wrong and I need to adjust my investment strategy to compensate for the possibility this event that I didn't think could happen could happen. A lot of people don't think the dollar could lose reserve currency status. There's a whole host of people that think it could. Maybe not tomorrow, probably not tomorrow, probably not next week, probably next year. In our lifetime, I would say there's a high probability. Maybe even in the next 10 or 15 years. We don't know. But if you're not hedged against something like that, if you don't even know what the indicators, you can't even see the warning signs on the highway, you could, you know, the bridge is out and you don't know how to read the sign, you're going off the bridge. And
just exactly like last time.
Exactly.
Right? That's the thing, is that there are cycles and you have to understand it, and nobody knows. Nobody has that crystal ball. Next week, we'll have Peter Schiff on the program. Peter, of course, one of the only guys who called the housing crisis for the exact reasons it happened in writing 2 years early.
Yeah.
So when that happened, we started to get around that guy. And of course, he's a regular fixture here at Freedom Fest, and we'll have a chance to hear from him and more of the folks here at Freedom Fest next week. It's such a great conference that we want to make sure we extend that. But before we do, you mentioned this presentation at the Future of Money and Wealth. That's an event we did a couple of months ago, and it was unbelievable. I mean, we got together some of the biggest brains we know and let them say what they wanted to say, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. I mean, so every year we end up with this phenomenal Summit at Sea faculty, and we about 200 people get to spend quality time listening to brilliant people share their expertise, have panel discussions among themselves, and then interact with a whole bunch of investors that are processing the information and making tactical real-life decisions about how they're going to go home and implement strategies to grow and protect wealth in the environment that exists, the way they see after they get a 360. Well, the next best thing to being there is to watch the videos. So we were smart enough this time, after all these years, we finally hired a video crew and had them come out, and now it's all post-produced, it's done, it's ready to go. It's got Robert Kiyosaki, it's got Peter Schiff, it's got G. Edward Griffin, Simon Black. We've got a panel on gold, a panel on crypto, a panel on oil and energy. Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart have a lot to say on that subject. And you get to watch, it's over 14 hours, 20 videos, panels, presentations, plus we throw a bonus video in there, a webinar I did called Strategic Real Asset Investing. It was me going and looking at traditional financial planning, kind of asset allocation modeling that financial planners do. Real estate investors never think that way, right? But when I got into the mortgage business, I started looking at managing proactively debt and equity to manage a balance sheet, bringing some of that financial training that I had into the real estate space. Well, the problem is going through 2008, that modeling doesn't work to prevent you from what happened. So I said, okay, knowing what I know now, if I could go back and structure a portfolio and have a different a portfolio strategy, what would that look like? And so that's what this webinar is all about. So we're throwing that in because it really fits. Anyway, the whole thing's available. You watch it online anytime you want. And it's all available. Just send an email to future@realestateguysradio.com. We'll tell you all about it. That's future@realestateguysradio.com. And I'll tell you, I mean, you know, Robert loves it. Chris loves it. All these guys are going to be promoting it. It's powerful. It's fun. And there's a lot to learn. Context.
You've missed Freedom Fest this year, but next week we'll have some more interviews for it, and it's not too early to start planning. It always happens in the middle of the summer in Las Vegas, Nevada. But there is time to come to the New Orleans Investment Conference, another great investment conference we attend every year. This one happens, of course, in New Orleans. It's the first weekend of November. You can find out the details on our website if you go to realestateguysradio.com under events. It's going to be a great time, and many of the same speakers and a lot of different speakers will be there.
Well, if you're in email mode, you can just send an email to neworleans@realestateguysradio.com. That'll do two things. One is it'll give you the information about the conference. Two is that if you show up, you'll get an invitation to our private party that we do now every year at New Orleans. And last year we had some pretty stellar VIP guests come, so we can't promise, but pretty much every time we've ever thrown a party at a conference, we end up having a pretty good group of folks that you would be very pleased to be hanging out in the room with and having a drink with and having an intimate conversation with.
Absolutely. So I think a big message from today, a big takeaway, according to Robert, is you got to get out, you got to be a student, you got to open your mind, open your ears, and people aren't knocking on your door to give you this information. So it really does take this mindset that I've got to get out, I've got to meet people. Plus, you create relationships by being face-to-face. We love listening to podcasts. We listen to podcasts. We're happy that you do, but that can only get you so far. You got to come out to events. You got to meet people. You got to break bread. Had a great chance to hang out with Robert and Garrett Sutton and the whole Rich Dad executive team over dinner, and that was phenomenal. Those things don't happen if you're just sitting in front of your computer in your cubicle. So get out and see the world. Lots of great ways to join the Real Estate Guys at events. You can check us out at realestateguysradio.com under events. We have some of our events, and we have some events that we go to that are other events like this one, Freedom Fest. More from Las Vegas, Nevada next week. Until then, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and Rich Dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.